You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The pudding seems like an odd place to look for proof, and yet idiomatically we say that the proof is in the pudding.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Kersan. Good morning, Ann.
Hello.
This question, we sometimes get questions from colleagues and coworkers, and this one actually comes from Michigan Radio's marketing director, Steve Kerpinski. He wants to know what proving something has to do with a smooth and creamy dessert, as he puts it.
I'm really glad he asked this question because this expression doesn't make a lot of sense. It's one that I use. I can say the proof is in the pudding, which doesn't make any sense, except that I know what it means, and I hope that my listeners know what it means, which would be something like, we'll know if it worked when we see it, when it happens.
We'll know when we get there.
Exactly. The proof is in the pudding. Lots of other folks have done some work on this expression, so I get to summarize the great work of other people. Originally, this expression did make sense, which is always nice to know. Originally, the expression was, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. And here we need to think about proof as the test of. So the test of the pudding is in the eating. We'll know if the pudding is any good.
Once we eat it.
Makes sense. Now, it is worth noting here that the pudding we're talking about, when this expression comes into the language, the first evidence is 1605. Pudding was not a chocolate creamy dessert.
When I was in Scotland, the pudding that I was introduced to was called blood pudding. And no, it didn't look like one of those little pudding cups.
That is exactly right. This pudding referred to sausage. You still find that in Scotland and parts of England. It later comes to refer to a baked or boiled or steamed dish that could be sweet. So that's the pudding that we're testing here. As I said, this first shows up 1605, and the quote is, all the proof of a pudding is in the eating. It comes to be shortened to the proof of the pudding. And here's a quote from 1990 in Parenting. The quote, the proof of the pudding is that some of our students break into print even before they finish the course.
I like that. That kind of shows like the outcome of the saying.
Right. And you'll notice that that is the proof of the pudding. At some point, and it looks like this happens around the 1920s, according to Michael Quinion, who writes the blog Worldwide Words, that around the 1920s, this got re-understood by at least some of us as the proof in the pudding. And we start to see this increase by the 1950s. You will see the expression, the proof in the pudding, as a noun phrase, as in, the proof in the pudding will be on election day. That's when we'll know. But I can actually do it as a statement, as in, the proof is in the pudding.
That's how I would use it.
As just sort of a declarative thing of, we'll know when we get there. Michael Quinion seems to feel sad that this phrase has been corrupted. He says, it lasted so long only to be corrupted in modern times. But as you and I have talked about before, idioms mean what idioms mean. And in some ways, I think the proof of the pudding is equally opaque as the proof in the pudding. That if you don't know that the proof in the pudding or the proof of the pudding is about we're going to know it when we get there or believe it when you see it, then you don't know what that idiom means.
Well, either way, it sounds like a whole lot of pudding. Thanks so much, Ann.
Have a good Sunday.
Ann Kersan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.